This is Scams and Cons News with Jim Grinstead.
In today's news, scammers are using big names in the finance industry to con victims into investing in bogus schemes. Could another Fry Festival be in the making? Daily Variety says so. And you'll hear a scammer try to trick medical professionals out of thousands of dollars. But first, we begin with a Chatham, Illinois woman who's fighting to get squatters out of her house. CBS 2 has the story.
On September 23rd, I got a call from the neighbors to say there had been a shooting in the building. And when I went to the building and put my key in, it didn't work.
The locks had been changed. A bullet hole now marks the front glass window.
The person who had been shot in the apartment, a guy named Taquito Murray, came back from the hospital and informed us and the police that he now lived there, that he had rights. He was a professional squatter.
Young has called police, who told her to go through the courts. She hired an attorney and has been trying to eject Taquito Murray from her mother's home since September.
It's been a nightmare.
Taquito Murray has been arrested at least six times since 2017 for drug and weapons charges. We went looking for Taquito, and at first, no one came to the door. But a few minutes later, a woman exited the house and approached our truck. It was Taquito on the phone, and he agreed to talk.
I'm in the process of finding somewhere to stay. I mean, just can't move like that, you know. That's all.
Do you know when you're going to get out?
Yeah, hopefully by the beginning of May or April, sometime in April, we've been looking.
Every time I've been there, he's told me that he's leaving in 2 weeks. He's leaving in 2 weeks. He just cannot find a place.
So evictions in Chicago, whether it's about squatters or anything else, are taking approximately 6 to 8 months.
Michael Zink, a landlord-tenant attorney not involved with this dispute, says squatter cases are on the rise, in part because people know they can live rent-free for months.
The problem that police have is when they show up to a scene like that, they don't know who's telling the truth.
Taquito says he legally rented the home from one of Young's siblings, but couldn't provide any documentation.
Any reason why she's saying that you're squatting?
I mean, I don't know. I guess you're trying to get us out of there faster.
So you acknowledge that it was her mom's building, that her mom owned it?
Yes, I guess I acknowledge that her mom and her siblings, that was their building.
Now, Darthula says she has been unable to sell the building because of the squatter situation. And since someone is technically living in the home, the city of Chicago has not shut off the water. There is currently a bill for over $1,300 in Darthula's name. She'll be back in court in a couple of weeks.
Have you ever stopped at an airport charging station to give your phone a quick pick-me-up? Well, scammers are hoping that you will. The FBI office in Denver calls it juice-jacking, and here's how it works. A scammer puts malware or monitoring software into a public USB port. That gives them the ability to steal data off a phone when it plugs in. It could include passwords, addresses, or banking information. Victims could even have their phones locked through the software. A spokesperson for Phoenix Sky Harbor International Airport regularly maintains charging stations and removes any cables or cords left behind that could contain malware. The agency suggests that you carry your own charging cable or make sure your phone is turned off while connected to the charging station. This is Scams and Cons News. More than 60 medical professionals have been targeted in the Houston area, saying they will lose their medical licenses and possibly face fines or jail time for not responding to a summons for jury duty. Here's what the calls sound like.
I'm calling in regard to a very important legal matter. Does require your immediate attention. Please give us a call back at 281-215-1004. Again, this is Tim Horn, and I can be reached at 281-215-1004. Thank you.
Constable Alan Rosen said the audio was being released and hopes someone will recognize the voice and help police catch the person responsible for impersonating a police officer. The Hollywood newspaper, Daily Variety, says another Fry Festival could be in the works. Suspected con artist Billy McFarlane is promising there will be a Fry Festival 2, even though there never really was a Fry Festival 1. Quote, "Fry Festival 2 is finally happening," the promoter posted on Twitter alongside a flame emoji. "Tell me why you should be invited." You'll remember that McFarlane promised a Fry Festival that thousands paid for. McFarland was released from prison in 2022 after doing 4 years of a 6-year sentence as a result of pleading guilty to charges involving defrauding investors, scamming ticket buyers, and more. He was fined $26 million as well and has vowed to find a way to pay the investors he owes. What better way than to try the whole thing again? He included his phone number in tweets and asked for texts from interesting parties saying, quote, "I owe people $26 million. Here's how I'm going to pay it back. I spend half my time filming TV shows. The other half I focus on what I'm really good at. I'm best at creating wild and creative events, getting talent together, and delivering the moment." He has also said, setting up the idea that he might be returning to the scene of his crime, as it were, McFarland tweeted, "People aren't going to get paid back if I sit on the couch and watch TV." A Girard, Ohio woman has been caught up in a job scam. WYTV said the woman applied for and got a job with a company called Carbon Health. She later got a phone call from a man who said he wanted her to send checks so software could be purchased for her to do the job from home. The woman was instructed to write checks, marked for deposit only, for amounts between $1,000 and $500. The checks were to be sent to Obermeyer International, LLC. The first check she sent cleared, while the second did not. Police are continuing their investigation. This is Scams and Cons News.
You might be surprised to know that not all serial killers are straight, cisgender white men. And the victims of true crime are not a monolith either. She's Wendy and I'm Beth, and together we host Fruit Loop's Serial Killers of Color, a true crime podcast.
Together we take deep dives into the true crime stories about marginalized and minoritized perps and victims that often go untold.
We also provide the context and nuance that these stories deserve. At Fruit Loops, we're serving up true crime with a side of history, society, culture, and some fun.
Listen to Fruit Loop Serial Killers of Color on Spotify, Google Play, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.